Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Zabar's here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 16 years. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's an award-winning journalist, the author of a number of books about how to do business as an entrepreneur from home. And he's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always great to be with you. Glad to be on board.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Jeff, I remember, and you do too. I told the audience you were an old friend, and you were, you know, older than dirt. So you've been around a long time. You remember when, as I do, when if you were a small business out here in Flyover America on Main Street, if you wanted people to find you, if you want to make sure you stayed on the radar screen of most folks, you advertised in the local media.
Right.
You got out and you were around town where people could see you. Hopefully you had good word of mouth from customers, and that was just about it.
Yeah.
Today it's not like that, is it?
It's not like that, but what we see, you know, we have
in fact,
all those things.
Let me say one more thing. Sorry, pardon
me.
One more thing. In fact, if people were looking for whatever it is that you sold, they had one or two, maybe three options. You were one of them. Your competitors were another, but they were the usual suspects. Today it's not like that either. People can get whatever you sell from many places, not even in the area. So go ahead now.
Yeah, well, I think what we see is that all of those things have to be out there, and you have to be doing them as a matter of the way you market. But so much has come back on board, and those places where your customers are going to see you, even if you don't see them, even if you don't think they're out there, the places where they're going to see you are so much more prevalent nowadays. And, you know, we speak of social media, so we're alluding to social media. How's your Facebook? Is it updated? How's your Twitter? Is it updated? Have you written a blog recently? Are you posting to other websites and sharing content with other online venues and the like? And look, you know, some people are going to listen this and say, I don't have time for this. Well, it doesn't mm-hmm. take long, and either you do it or you hire somebody to do it. If it's your market,
it's non-negotiable.
It's the cost.
If you plan to survive, it is right. Non-negotiable.
I was going to make the comment, it's the cost of entry. It's not the cost of entry. It's the cost of survival. You took the
That's
words
right.
out of my mouth. You want to live, you got to be there. Okay, so whether it's, you know, whether it's any sort of services where you're getting reviewed, whether people are looking, where people are looking for you. But what we see is, you know, one of the things that happened this past week, I got a reminder for an organization called Chase's Directory. And essentially what Chase's Directory is, it's a guide to different events. So it could be, you know, St. Patrick's Day. It's a calendar of events. It's a big, thick, if you remember what phone books were, it's a mm-hmm. big, thick phone book-like directory of about 15,000
right.
events from around the country and globally, but, you know, focused on the U.S. That are
Sheboygan's Small Business Toad Festival.
Absolutely. And National Work at Home Week.
Mm-hmm.
National Work at Home Father's Day and National Safe and Secure Home Office Safety
National
Security
Hug
Week.
National Hug Your Hug a Talk
Hug
Show
your home
Host
Officer Day.
Day. So, hug a Talk Show Host Day. All that.
So there you go. So the three that I mentioned were three that I created. And there's two points to this. First off, they were when I was writing my book on home office safety
right.
and security. You
yeah.
you prime it every time we talk, you know, safe mm-hmm. at home. When I was writing the book, I created a week around it so that I had a week of promotion. I could tie into the event. Nobody really knew that I was the one that created the event.
But the thing is, even if they do, if it's something that you could get some kind of buzz about,
absolutely.
It's another way to get the volume of your message up a little bit, get you a little bit more on other people's radar screens. Here's what you did, Jeff, and you probably didn't think of it this way in those days, but I know you do now. In my book, The Age of the Customer, chapter 19 is titled, "You Must Become a Publisher."
Right. There you go.
What you did, you came up with an idea for a holiday. As if you were coming up for an idea of a story or a book.
Yep.
And then you convinced somebody to publish it. And you were able to get some buzz off of it. I mean, now you and I aren't trying to get people to do specifically what we're talking about. We're just pointing out that today you got to do a lot more than you still need to do the traditional stuff. That's not going to go away, but
right.
You got to do a lot more because there's a lot more radar screens out there, aren't there?
There's a lot more, and there are a lot more radar screens, and they are so fragmented and fractionalized. I mean, it's no longer that you can run an ad on, you know, the CBS Evening News and know that you're going to hit one third of the viewing audience.
I read my newspapers on my phone.
Right.
I don't read a print. I don't read print newspapers anymore.
Right. And so
I read them on my phone, and I'm an old guy.
And you read your newspapers where there are people who are going to services like Boing Boing, or they're going to services like, you know, they're getting their news from any number
That's right.
of different sites out there mm-hmm. that are no longer the major dailies
now,
or even the submarket dailies.
Now, all this that we're talking about now is making people think, well, holy mackerel, this is so intimidating. I can't possibly be in all those places. Well, if you publish, if you write a blog, even if it's 150 words every week, once a week, If you have a Twitter account, if you're putting something out there, you have somebody that is creating some kind of a social media strategy for you, those things show up in more places than one.
Right. Right.
Don't they?
Absolutely. And I think we can't overlook a comment that you just said, creating a social media strategy. And I think that that's where, if you're getting confounded by all this, step back and just say, what do I need to do? Don't think, I got to go out and do a Facebook, I got to go out and do a Twitter,
yep.
I got to do a YouTube channel, I got to shoot some videos for the YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Step back and just say, where's my audience? Ask them. You know, when people come in your door, when you make a house call on somebody's, you know, to do somebody's house, go in and ask, are you online? You know, would you like my Facebook page if I created one? You know, and then you create it. And if you can't do it, you find someone who can, you know, a college intern, high school intern, somebody who can work with you, hire somebody, a marketing person.
People are doing it all over the place. You don't
have to
understand it. You don't have to be an expert at it. You don't even have to like it.
Right.
But you better get somebody to do it.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise you're saying, I think I want to become extinct.
There you go.
Folks, with regard to reaching people, traditional or new stuff, it's not either or, it's both and. Jeff Zabar and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.